Introduction. Have you ever noticed that your mood changes depending on the space that you're in? For example, you may feel a combination of warmth and connectedness when you visit a museum or an art gallery. Or on the other end of the spectrum, you may have intense feelings of loneliness and isolation in an unfurnished building. Our homes are our places of comfort. They have a particular atmosphere depending on the people who live there. For example, your grandparents' home might feel very historic or vintage, while a five-star hotel might use different elements of design to create a warm and relaxing environment. That being said, every house must have certain features for them to be functional. Respective of what your idea of a perfect house is, these universal features are what makes them useful to us. So, what exactly are they? Every house has a foundation, roof, and walls. Things like plumbing, electrical wiring, insulation, or a heating system are the core support of every home. Walls are the structures in our homes that separate the interiors of our homes from the exterior and divide our homes into the various spaces. A house is made up of different parts, such as the kitchen, living room, dining room, bedrooms, and bathrooms. You can easily transform these spaces to look fabulous with a little knowledge of interior design and decorating. If you've been in a well-designed home, you know how put together and harmonious everything feels as a result of the attention to detail and overall passion for excellence. Remodeling your home. Before you embark on an art you may not be too knowledgeable about, it's imperative that you first understand the concepts of interior design and decorating. I've seen so many people misconstrue these terminologies throughout my practice. It's important to recognize that interior design and decorating do not mean the same thing, although they overlap in some way. Interior design is the combination of both your creative abilities together with your ability to understand human behavior and how we perceive or respond to our surroundings, to create spaces that are not only functional, but also aesthetically pleasing. It's a profession that requires specific schooling and training in interior architecture, space planning, and furniture design before one can begin to practice. There are seven crucial elements of design that you must know. Think of these elements as the ingredients you need for any design. They include space, form, pattern, texture, light, line, and color. Addressing each of these elements will help you balance your interior scheme so that the product satisfies the eyes, taps into the sense of touch, and enhances the features of a room. You can combine different design elements or use only a single element, depending on what you want to achieve. By contrast, decorating is the finishing of a space with furniture, rugs, window treatments, decor, etc. You don't need any formal training to become a decorator. However, your focus will solely be on the aesthetics and surface appearance of a space. It's possible for some interior designers to also decorate, but decorators don't typically do interior design. Like designing, there are crucial elements of decorating to consider. You must understand style, balance, editing, color, and pattern. These few tips can make or break whatever interior design you've selected. Please keep in mind before we truly begin to unravel these concepts that this book is an introduction to interior design and decorating. It's not a thorough, in-depth study of one specific design scheme. It is simply meant to serve as a guideline for beginners and those who just want to expand their horizons. As you read through each section, take note of every element of design and decoration and further integrate them into your own home decorating plan. Journaling and note-taking may help you keep track of this new information and show you areas that you may be struggling with. Through this book, you'll learn where and how to search for relevant information for all the materials you need, how to design and decorate your home, how to pick a style that works best for you, mistakes to watch out for and how to avoid them, how to minimize expenses. So why should you trust me to lead you on this amazing adventure anyway? Well, I'm an award-winning interior designer serving clients in Sarasota, Florida. I earned a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from Union College and a degree in Residential Planning from the Art Institute. Coupled with that, I'm a member of ASID, the American Society of Interior Designers. With a background in engineering and over 20 years of experience in corporate project management, I bring both artistic and technical skills to my design and remodeling projects. I specialize in kitchen and bathroom design, custom furniture design, window treatment design, decorating, and everything in between. Moreover, I have been featured in numerous publications, including Sarasota Scene magazine, and I'm currently on the board for the Sarasota Designer Show House, which is a charity organization for the Boys and Girls Club of Sarasota. I'm currently working on developing my own line of decorative accessories called Kristen Decor, which will be available on Amazon in spring of 2022. I'm writing this book because of my desire to share my knowledge with you. I want people to know that it's possible to redecorate your home into whatever beautiful form you want without spending so much money. Each chapter of this book is thoroughly researched and contains the most up-to-date information. Are you ready to start transforming your home? Keep listening.